Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8.05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word and some prayer time. The last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in for the first time today. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And for those of you who've been faithful listeners for many months and years now, we say thank you to you. We're grateful to you, especially if you've helped contribute to pay for this radio airtime. This is a listener-supported radio ministry, and so we invite each and every one of you to help contribute to pay for this radio airtime and also to partner with this ministry. Gather the Outcast is a ministry dedicated to bringing the lost into the kingdom, to sharing the good news of the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves, to those who don't know about him, to those who are lost in darkness, and to those who are outcasts of the nations. And so we just ask you to partner with this ministry. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. First, we ask for your prayer support. We encourage you to pray and be an intercessor for this ministry if you would take that calling upon yourself and feel a special burden to pray for this ministry, especially for the Crusades coming up in Africa, and I'll be speaking more about that here in just a minute. Well, drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you're praying. Let me know that you want to be an intercessor, and I'll put you on the email list and keep you updated on any happenings in the ministry, any thing that needs to be prayed especially over. And so if you again feel a call to do that, well, drop me an email message at pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I'll keep you abreast of the latest prayer needs of this ministry. In addition to that, we invite each and every one of you to help pay for this radio airtime, to contribute, to give an offering to the Lord to help pay for this radio airtime. Also, we invite you to partner with us in conducting crusades over in Africa. It takes quite a bit of resources and quite a bit of money to do that. You have to pay for permits and sound systems and stage setup and security, and all of those things add up pretty fast. Not only that, but the additional expense of travel in the countries, and so it's a lot different than just going to one place for a building mission or a humanitarian mission. And all that is good, and all of that is blessed by the Lord, but to do crusades and to travel around to different sites takes a good bit more expenses. And so God knows all that. He knows the needs. He knows everything that we require, and we're good stewards of any offerings. We're good stewards of any money that you send to this ministry. And so we just ask you to pray about your part in partnering with us in that way. I spoke about the crusades in Africa, and we're going to be leaving next week, the 24th of August, and so I'll have some pre-recorded messages to bring to you at the times on the Sunday mornings when I'm over in Africa. We're going to conduct two crusades this year, one out in Mumias, out in West Kenya. Be a five-day crusade with pastor training for about 100 pastors in the West Kenya, Uganda area. And in addition to that, then we're going to Goma, G-O-M-A, in the Republic of Congo, where I am going to conduct a five-day crusade there in Goma in an indoor arena. And then we will have pastor training there in Goma for 400 to 500 pastors with their wives. And in addition to that, a very exciting opportunity has been opened up for me to meet the governor of North Kivu State, of which Goma is the capital city. Just as Topeka is the capital of our state, Goma is the capital of North Kivu, and I have an opportunity to meet with the governor there and to talk to him about resource development in his area. It's a resource-rich state with many diamonds and gold, precious metals used in computer screen manufacture, molybdenum, strontium, and some other metals. And it's also a farming-rich, agricultural-rich area, plentiful rainfall, good soils, volcanic soils. And so I'm going to be talking with the Minister of Agriculture about the possibility to explore organic farming for his region, and God is going to use the expertise that I have built over the years as an organic farmer and share that with the people in Africa and share that with the governor and the Minister of Agriculture. And so God is opening up some mighty doors there, and it is an amazing opportunity to move the kingdom forward, all in the name of Jesus. And so I ask that you pray about that. I ask that you pray for favor, for protection, for good health, for souls to come into the kingdom in the crusade, and also for the long-term relationship, the opportunity to bless the people there, to be able to rebuild that nation, the Republic of Congo, for the kingdom of God, for the resources that are there, to be developing those resources for the kingdom of God and put the benefit, put the blessing and the profits back into the kingdom and back into that region to build it up and make the Congo a stable nation and a place where people can be blessed and people can have prosperity and stability and peace in their life instead of fear and chaos and terror. And so we just look forward to the opportunities. It's an amazing adventure that God has opened up for us, and I just pray, brothers and sisters, that you'll partner with me. In addition to that, we have an opportunity to build an orphanage over in Mumias, where the first crusade is being held, and the pastor there, Pastor Lucas Abanda, and his wife Jane, have about 30 orphan children that they are already taking care of, and the church is sponsoring these children. They're taking care of them in homes of people, and they want to build an orphanage so that they can centrally locate the children and make sure they're all being properly fed and cared for, and they can be taught Christian principles. So they will have a Christian school there by the orphanage. And so if you would be interested in something like that to help provide a stable, safe environment for 30 orphan children, get in touch with me again at pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let's talk about the opportunity to build an orphanage for these children. About $20,000 is all is required, and an additional $3,000 to $4,000 a year for yearly maintenance and operating costs. And so it's really a bargain to supply that little amount of money to take care of a great number of children. And so if you think you would be interested in that, get in touch with me and let me know that is on your mind. And I believe, brothers and sisters, there are some people out there listening today that could do that, could provide that orphanage today. I would love to take a check with me when I go. And so if you're listening today and you would like to have kingdom blessings on your life, well, I just pray about your part in building that orphanage over in Mumias, and just see what the Lord will do if you supply the needs for these 30 children. Well, we're going to have a prayer time in just a minute and then get into a message. I'm going to talk about the joy of giving again this week. It'll be part two, the joy of giving. And we'll take that up right after our prayer time. First, I want to give you contact information. If you want to contact us, there's a couple of ways you can do it: by regular mail at Box 92, Norton, Kansas. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or if you would like to, you can check us out on the World Wide Web at GatherTheOutcast.com. That's GatherTheOutcast.com. And just click on Donate if you would like to make a credit card donation safely and securely through PayPal. Maybe you just want to look and see what's on the website. We've got video downloads. We've got prophetic words and dreams. We've got regular pictures of past mission trips and past crusades. We also have a link to a teaching blog, jimrao.blogspot.com. That's jimrao.blogspot.com, a teaching blog. And there's 265 posts of teachings on spiritual warfare, sexual immorality, gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophetic dreams and visions, and other subjects that you will enjoy. So just help yourself. It's all free, no charge for anything there on the website or the blog. Once again, the blog, jimrao.blogspot.com, and the website, gatheroutheoutcasts.com, and the mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And the email contact, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Well, let's pray now, and then we'll get into the message, The Joy of Giving, and we'll start that message here in just a minute. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We ask you to bless the people out there listening today. Lord, meet them wherever they're at. Lord, those that need a touch of healing, heal them. Those that need encouragement, Lord, I ask that your word would encourage them. Those that need strengthening, I ask that you would strengthen them. And we just thank you for the opportunity to speak over the airwaves today, the broadcast that goes into the prison and into the hearts and lives of people in all walks of life in this area. Lord, I thank you for the upcoming mission to Africa. I ask you to bless and keep those who would be touched by the word spoken in the Crusades. I pray for souls to come into the kingdom. I pray for protection for myself and those traveling with me. I pray for divine appointments with the governor and other people that you have in mind for us to meet with and talk to. And I just pray for the power and presence of the Holy Spirit to touch those in every place that we go, Lord, that there would just be an appointment with heaven, an open heaven everywhere we go, that we would feel your glory, your power, your presence. And so we just ask, Lord, for a divine intervention, and we just thank you for that, Lord. We pray for provision, Lord, that we would lack nothing, that every penny that we need we would have before we go in hand. And so we just praise you for that, Lord. We thank you for the provision that has already come in. And we just pray for more, Lord, that you would open up the windows of heaven and finish what you started here in this great mission opportunity. Lord, I pray for this country, for our president, for the Supreme Court, for the Congress. I pray for wisdom. Lord, I pray that truth would come forth, that those who are practicing in the darkness, those who are hiding dark secrets, that they would come forth, that they would be revealed. And I just pray for the best man, the best candidate that you have in mind, that you have selected, Lord, that the people would be in agreement with you, and then the people would step up and vote that would be in agreement with the principles that you have laid out in your holy word. Lord, we pray for this city. We pray it would be a city of refuge. We ask you to bring rain down on this region, clear back to Ohio, clear back to the far corners of this nation, Lord, where there's drought and famine. Lord, we ask you to bring rain down on this nation, Lord. We cry out for mercy. We cry out for your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that you are watching over us and you're watching over your word to perform it in this place. And we thank you for all this, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, as I spoke last week in the first message on the joy of giving, God's kingdom is predicated on giving. It does not operate like the economy of man, like the Babylon economy. God's kingdom operates on giving, and the Bible is full of scripture, full of words of Jesus, full of messages about giving and sharing your wealth, sharing that which God has blessed you with those who are less fortunate, with those who don't have. And I'm just going to start off today's message, The Joy of Giving, with some scriptures from Proverbs. And we looked at some of those last week, and I'm going to say some more today, some different ones, because the Proverbs are full of instruction on giving, instruction on sharing your wealth. Proverbs 10:22 said, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And so in making a value judgment about money, or in thinking about money just as itself, there really is no good or bad with money. Money is just a medium of exchange. It's a way that we interact with each other. It's a way that we, in a sense, barter and purchase the things that we need. And so if we have money, we can buy things that we need, whether it's clothing or food or gasoline or whatever. And so money in itself has no virtue. and it has no evil. The Bible tells us that it is not money that is the root of all evil, but it is the love of money. In 1 Timothy 6:8, it says, if we have food and covering with these, we should be content. Paul is telling Timothy, with these, just food and covering, we shall be content. And verse 9, but those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves with many a pang. And Paul says in verse 11, flee from these things, you men of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. And so Paul tells Timothy, it's not money that is the evil. It's not having money. I have some supporters, some friends, some brothers and sisters in the faith who have a lot of money, and they're not evil. They have no evil intention. They use their money to build the kingdom of God. They use their money to bless others who are less fortunate and who have not been blessed in the same way that they have. And so God does not hold that against them, and quite the opposite. He will pour it on. He will bless those who use the money and the resources that he gives them. If you use that for kingdom purposes, then God says, I like that. I see your heart. I see your motives. I see your desire to help those who do not have. And so God is very impressed when you spend your money to support the poor, to give to the poor, to support kingdom endeavors such as mission trips and evangelistic crusades and humanitarian efforts in the name of Jesus. And so Paul says, many who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin. And so God knows your motives, and when he sees you desiring money just for money's sake, so that you can spend it on your own foolish desires, when you can spend it on your own selfishness and your own desire just to indulge in all of the things that this world has, then God is not very impressed with that. Jesus does not really become impressed with that. He wants to see you, brother and sister, if you have excess, and he's not asking you to sell all your stuff and then go sleep in the street. That's not what he's asking you to do. But if you have excess beyond just the things that you need, the basics that you need, if you had food and covering, Paul says, then you should be content. And if you have excess beyond that, and you're just hoarding it, and you're living out of fear that you're going to run out of money, or you're living out of fear that you're not going to have enough to take care of all of your indulgences, all of your selfish habits or hobbies or desires, if you're living out of fear that somehow you're going to lose that, then God says that you are living